public comments. We got two for item number one. So do you want to both wait till the item's presented, or do you want to do your public comments on?
Go ahead and present it, please.
Okay. All right. Is that all right with you, Mr. Gregg? Because I have a card for you for item number one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and move to item number one. And it's Planning Commission recommendation regarding location of medical marijuana dispensaries and cultivation sites. And we asked to have this brought before us because I think some of us have some questions about it since we hadn't seen it yet. So, Rich, you want to have one?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the past 2.5 months, the City Council has been discussing items related to the use of medical marijuana. But up to this point, they really only discussed issues to do with the taxation and how to move forward on it. And they forwarded to the Planning Commission a request for an analysis on where they should be located. And the Planning Commission, at its July 31st meeting, did that. I placed a handout on the podium at each one of your seats. And basically, the Planning Commission had recommended that the marijuana dispensaries be located on Pearson Boulevard between West Drive and Mesquite. And I tried to give you one map, but I couldn't get the scale to fit the whole thing at once so that you could actually read it. So the first page shows you the area on Pearson where the Planning Commission recommended to the City Council that they be allowed to do that between West and Mesquite. On the second page, it shows on Palm Drive between 8th Street and Park Drive. And Park Drive isn't a street that everybody's familiar with, but it's just past Two Bunch Palms and the Bond Shopping Center. And they recommended that they be located there. Their reasoning for that is that they wanted to have it in a concrete location in the downtown to spur economic development and also to keep it in a well-lit area with activity so that if the police was needed at any one of those locations, that they could get there very quickly rather than having it on the outskirts of town where it would take more time for the police department to get there. The other issue the Planning Commission dealt with was cultivation. So in commercial areas, if a dispensary also had cultivation, they could have up to 99 plants indoors. And anything outside, anything more than 99 plants would have to be done in an industrial area. If you look at the fourth page that I gave you, the purple areas, mainly along Little Morongo and Indian and adjacent to Route 62, are the areas where industrial could go for a large cultivation. And that's what the Planning Commission recommended. It's going to go to City Council on September 2nd, and I believe that the city attorney will be writing an ordinance, and they'll be looking at that, and then they'll start dealing with all of the issues in addition to land use of how they'll operate, how they'll, the number of dispensaries that they'll have, and what the process for approval would be, and any operational requirements that the city would like to have on them. And that's where we're at now. So the majority of the issues, other than land use, will be and the taxation issues will be discussed at the September 2nd City Council meeting. If there's any questions, I'll try to give you the best possible answer. And that completes my staff report.
All right. Mr. Mason, questions for staff? Okay. Yeah, I do have a couple questions. So, I found it interesting that this is all gone and this hasn't hit us. And my question would be, is there a staff report that discusses anything about crime associated with these businesses?
I don't believe that if you look on the internet on the July 31st agenda, the city attorney wrote the staff report, and it does include the ordinance that's in place now. If the state Supreme Court had said that cities couldn't ban marijuana dispensaries, most cities placed something in on the books so that they would have an ordinance, if that ever happened. The state Supreme Court said that cities could ban it, so that never went into effect. So he basically supplied that ordinance to the Planning Commission on July 31st. If you want, you can access that on the internet. And that would have what the current ordinance is. At the September 2nd meeting, the city council will start to address all those issues, and it's up to them whether they will, what they'll address and if they'll send it back to any commissions.
Commissioner Wood. I requested from PD crime statistics in places that have legalized dispensaries. Jason was able to give me some information this morning. Can you share that with us?
I don't have that one.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I did provide the copy I gave you, I didn't give it to the chief.
Okay. Thank you.
The statistics that Jason pulled up this morning, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this stuff, Jason, was from the Palm Springs Police Department and their experiences so far. And although there has been, you know, continuous crime in the areas that these dispensaries are at, there has been no proof that due to the dispensaries, it's either greater or less. And that's really been the theme throughout everything that I've read that's been written in reference to dispensaries.
Yeah, I just find it interesting because there's a lot of anecdotal things, and I've read a lot of things of shootings at dispensaries during robberies, buildings burning down, robberies occurring, people being hurt, people being killed, and obviously that's going to be a big drain on the police department if we have even one or two of those incidents. One homicide and we're pretty much wiped out for about a week, week and a half. So, and my big concern with it is that we're doing a lot of talking about taxing, we're doing a lot of talking about locations, we're not talking about other things. And that's why I'm asking, is the staff report, when it's presented, going to answer some of those questions or deal with them? Because I know LA has different statistics from what I've been hearing, and they have a different experience.
I can forward to the city attorney that you'd like to see that on the September 2nd, that you're making that request.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they'll follow through with that, but I really think we should look at that and what their calls for service are at these locations. If all of a sudden they start generating calls for service that are excessive in number, then it takes away from our ability to do other things. So,
you know, we agree with you. There's crime that surrounds the dispensaries. The problem is that the location of dispensaries is often the issue. They're not always placed in the best sections of town. They're not routinely placed where they can be close to schools or residential areas and things of that nature. One of the concerns that we had was that it would be placed out in the middle of nowhere, where then it would be primed for what you were talking about a moment ago. But you know, it's hard to take Los Angeles's crime stats and compare them to what we have. Now, granted, you know, DHS isn't the most peaceful town in the entire world, but by the same token, I think we can really take a look at what Palm Springs stats have been so far and see whether or not, you know, ours is going to be reflective of that. Now, we all have to look into a crystal ball. We have to say to ourselves, okay, do we take a chance with this, and is it going to be okay, or is this going to be problematic and we're just asking for trouble? Yeah, I don't know. So,
and that's, I think, the problem. We don't know.
Yeah,
if we have a nice answer that says it's not going to be a problem, then I'd say, yeah, that might be good.
I think that's one of my concerns too. Is the law enforcement part of it, the crime? And I'd like to see if we can get some stats from Palm Springs and see how it's going with them. And I'd like to hear from our police department on this issue. I don't know if that's going to be before the city council, but I'd like to see what our law enforcement people have to say about this before we do too much more than that. I think the locations aren't too bad right now. As we look at this, it seems like they've worked on that and it's a pretty good idea there, but that doesn't solve the problem of the crime that might occur. So I'd like to see something along those lines.
Yeah, I'd like to see us at least talk about the issue rather than just talk about taxes and revenue. I mean, what will we be, the second city that approves it in Riverside County? Third? Out of what, 26?
All three of them are here.
Yeah, there's a reason 23 cities haven't moved forward on it. And that's kind of a clue to me. But
and as far as us providing an opinion, I don't think it's really our place. I think our place is to provide you facts and statistics, and it's up to you and the council to decide whether or not this is a good idea for the community. Again, it's looking into a crystal ball. I mean, it really is, because there is no way to say that this is going to be safe for the community or it's going to be a detriment on the community. I just can't tell you.
No, and I understand that, Chief, but I agree. I think if we could, if maybe you guys could preempt a request by somebody down the road and take a little bit of time. I know you don't have a lot of time, but if you know what I mean, that way at least when the question comes up or somebody asks, then council's...
And we'll report on specific stats. You get that.
Okay, that'd be great. That would be great.
Thank you.
Yeah, one reason we asked for it to be brought here, and I know that Commissioner Levy and Commissioner Stevens wanted to brought up, is because we have questions about it, and there are some concerns. So, did you guys have anything else that you want?
Just one more thing.
Please.
I'm again going to reiterate what I said last meeting. There is a very good informative show on CNBC called Marijuana in America, the Colorado Goat, Pot Rush. And I found quite a bit of information on their experience in Denver, particularly, and what's going on there. So anybody that has questions, I suggest you take a look at that show.
Anything we want to add to this comment? No? Anything we want to add to this comment? No? We're good? Okay. Rich, did you want to add on? I know you had an assignment from the city manager to enter some stuff in the record. Do you want to do that while you're on?
Thank you, sir. The city manager just asked me to enter some things into the record that's separate from the item I just presented. The city manager basically is, at this point in time, is working with the county supervisor on a way to ensure that your questions are answered from our contract agencies. And until that system is set up, he's recommending that any questions prior to the meeting be directed to the chair, and the chair will direct those to the city manager, and then the city manager will ensure that those questions get answered. In this manner, the meeting will flow much smoother and ensure that your questions are answered on a timely basis. Number two, recommend that the city council look into getting a bid proposal from the sheriff's department for doing our dispatch and to compare the bid proposal to the cost of bringing dispatch in-house. The sheriff, his response to that is, the sheriff included dispatch as part of their proposal. In order for the city to compare the cost between the sheriff and bringing the service in-house will require additional analysis for which the city currently does not have money to do so. The city manager will meet with the new interim police chief Maynard to discuss options that can be brought back to the commission for consideration. And the third one was, ask city staff to schedule a study session with the sheriff's department for the purposes of examining the proposal. The city manager has spoken to the sheriff's office and they have determined not to make the presentation to the public safety commission. The request to have the proposal from the sheriff came from the city council. As such, that request has been submitted to the city council, and the sheriff has made a presentation to the city council in both closed session and open. The public safety commission was given a copy of the proposal, and the commission made a recommendation to the city council for their consideration. The city council has considered all comments and has adopted a budget that funds the police department. And then the last item was just that the most current information was the July 31st Planning Commission meeting, and that's online, the whole packet, and you can access that on the internet, and I will forward your comments to the city attorney for the September 2nd staff report.
Okay, great, thank you. And I was remiss, and I forgot to give Mr. Meyerhofer and Mr. Gray their time on agenda item number one. So, Mr. Meyerhofer, please.
Thank you, Commissioners. Welcome to Desert Hot Springs, Police Chief.
Thank you, sir.
I'll just come out and say it. About 3.5 years ago, I had a medical card. And I know where the dispensaries are in Palm Springs. So I'd like to urge the Commissioners, the Police Chief, and whoever else is involved, to look at the locations of the dispensaries. They are not on the main streets of Palm Springs. We cannot really look at what Palm Springs is doing and compare it to Desert Hot Springs because of the layout of our city. There's a number of people who would take the bus, and they get off the bus in Palm Springs, and I was wondering why they were all getting off at that particular corner when there was nothing there for them. Well, I met a guy down there one time to take care of some business, and that's where we met at. It was convenient. And I had no idea I was standing in front of a medical marijuana dispensary until after I'd been there for a few minutes. Those very people who will be riding that bus will be the very people who will be walking in and out of those dispensaries in the well-lit areas. And who are around those well-lit areas? The people that are asking for change. The people who drive it down Pearson and Palm Drive are going to be recognizing these people coming in and out of these dispensaries. And they're going to be saying, I know where that guy lives. If we break into his house, at least we're going to come out of there with something to smoke. They'll be targets. You're setting them up to be targets for crimes because of the area that you're putting it in. I'm not opposed to people with this medication of their choice. It's just a moneymaker for people, and now the city wants to make money on it. If it was legal and the federal government said I could do it and told the police chief here and whoever else is in law enforcement that I could do it, I study horticulture, but let me tell you, I would be making some money on it and doing it myself, like everybody else. It is against federal law to do it. And that's all there is to it. I don't know if you heard my comments with the city council, but one of the comments was, it was keeping the Department of Agriculture from coming in and asking for those tax dollars once we learned how to collect it. It's a bad idea. I'll be campaigning against it. You don't allow a police officer to do it when they're off duty or on duty. And why should I be able to do it as a citizen here in Desert Hot Springs? Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. And Mr. Gray?
Well, why should people that are using medical marijuana be allowed to use it? Because we decided in the state of California that you can't. The importance of what the Planning Commission discussed was the location. And I just wanted to, you know, let you know that we spent a considerable amount of time talking about that. And it was for safety, and it was for the development of our downtown business that we wanted to put those dispensaries on the locations that you see on that map. And that's why we decided that as a Planning Commission, and it was a unanimous decision. And this is not something that we're asking for you to debate the right or wrong in this matter. This is moving forward, and this is not a matter where we're going to decide that Desert Hot Springs can do something different other than the state of California. As this moves forward, the kinds of things that I would expect the Public Safety Commission to discuss would be what are the qualifications of the people that are operating these facilities. Must there be a background check? I don't want to overburden the process. However, there are issues that need to be addressed, such as the security systems, possibly, and to validate that this is being run on a continuous basis properly. So those are the kind of things I'd be looking for the Planning Commission to talk about and deal with. It's not, I don't believe you're going to make a decision on whether or not this is right or wrong. That's a moral decision or a personal decision that we make as individuals according to what kind of medication we choose to take. This is something that seems to be the way that not just California and Colorado and Washington are moving in this direction, but the whole country. And we're looking at alternatives to the way that police have dealt with this, and it's not unusual. This is we're trying to kind of blend in with everybody else. So I'm hoping that the Planning Commission can stay focused on your task to make sure that these businesses are protected, that the public is protected, and I'm looking forward to you taking on that challenge. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll move on to new business item number two.